You can call him Ray, or you can call him Ray G, or you can call him RG, or RG Jr., or RGJ. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
7:15 on Taking the Lead. It's Wednesday, August the 28th, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. Doug Cunningham over in the WSJM newsroom. So, Doug, you probably heard by now, of course, you have working in the newsroom, but that Berrien Springs apartment building was destroyed by fire Saturday night. It was the Park Manor Apartments on Rose Hill Road. The entire building, 20 units, completely demolished, wrecked. Crews had to tear down what was left of the building. Luckily, no reported injuries. Orinoco Township officials say donations are being collected for the impacted residents as well. Then we've got in the news this morning, Doug, none of the residents had that had any renter's insurance. And so we've got news this morning. That's kind of disheartening. They lost everything except their lives. And while they're getting some help, it doesn't bring things back. So in the news this morning, we talked with Corey Flaw from Flaw Insurance Agency about the importance of having renter's insurance. And now you've got an update. WSJM News' Andrew Green and yourself worked on how Andrews University is kind of stepping up a little bit.
Yeah, Andrews continues to help these victims of the apartment fire in Berrien Springs over the weekend. Some students who attend Andrews were living in these apartments, nine residents who were affiliated with Andrews University. And so the director of services and missions there, Tila Reilly, spoke with WSJM News' Andrew Green about the efforts of the university to help out in the wake of this devastating fire at the Park Manor Apartments in Berrien Springs.
So on Saturday, we had the fire at the apartment building in Berrien Springs. It's my understanding there were 20 units in there. How many of them were occupied by Andrews University students?
So my understanding is that there was 12 units, and it could be there's 20 and only 12 were occupied. That could be what the number difference is. But, you know, we're finding that we had affiliation with nine of those people. They're not all currently registered. Some were former students or, kind of former members of the seminary and those kind of things. We have I think it's five students who were actively registered this semester.
Okay. And since the fire, Andrews University has been able to reach out to all the affected residents?
Yeah, so we reached out to both, we tried to get everybody we could get, so both former students and actually we're even housing some of the community members here because we just had free guest rooms that night and it was like come and stay for the week and just kind of just for a place to stay immediately. We worked with the Red Cross on being housing for any victims who needed it. But yeah, and so now that, you know, school is starting, we're trying to support specifically, you know, the students who are registered and thought that they were prepared and now are finding that everything they prepared is gone. So, we provided some housing for them. We're extending, actually, just today I found out we're able to extend a scholarship for the semester for their housing for the registered students.
So does that mean rent assistance?
Yeah, basically, and, you know, we're giving them options. Some may want to choose to live off campus. If they want to live on campus, we can help with assistance. Kind of either way, we're know some connections in the community, so we're just trying to sponsor wherever we can, whether it's financially or if it's here on campus.
So when you talk to the affected students, what do they tell you?
There's both. There's waves of the ones who are just trying to, I think, one of the students said yesterday, I just want my life to go back to normal. And so she's just trying to move in and get settled as quickly as she can. And then, you know, the other ones are really just, they're really still hashing out everything that maybe they lost or that they should have done or that they wish they would have grabbed and trying, it's a little harder for some to rebuild.
On Sunday, Andrews University posted something on Facebook with information on how people can make monetary donations, saying that was the biggest need. Does that remain the case right now?
Yeah, you know, it absolutely is. And, you know, as we talk with the students, and we're basically on day-to-day conversation with them about how's it going today, what are you feeling like? You know, we have offered textbook assistance, which is awesome for them. We have other students kind of sharing textbooks and giving textbooks, as well as department sponsoring. So, you know, housing, food, some basic needs are taken care of, but the truth is, we're going to need to walk this journey with them because winter's coming too, and they just aren't going to realize that they don't have any, you know, winter coats or winter boots, and so it's going to just need to be a cash assistance so that they can go and get whatever they need. So yeah, there's some GoFundMes. Andrews opened up a donation page as well on our social media, and so we've had some good response for that, but hoping to get some more for the students, because now is immediate needs, and in a month or so will be some more needs coming. They just haven't quite looked at yet.
And that donation page can be found via the Facebook post?
Yeah, I mean, easiest way is to go to the Andrews University Facebook page. You'll see it posted all over there. We also have it on our website, which is www.andrews.edu.
So since the fire happened, has there been a good response from the community, people who want to help out?
You know, and not just Andrews community. Like, I love Berrien Springs. We're a tiny little town, but they really take care of their people during these kind of losses. So not just Andrews, but, you know, the local churches have been calling. The Girl Scouts brought by bags of just basic needs stuff to give out to the victims. Churches have donated so much that we had to kind of get neighbor to neighbor has opened up on Sunday to start taking some donations for the families affected. You know, car seats, cribs, blankets, just the basics for the children. So, yeah, I think it's been a beautiful, beautiful contribution.
Is there anything else that people can do to help those who were affected?
I know that there's a continued need. Neighbor to neighbor is saying, hey, they need towels and just some of those things to give away, as well as just kind of getting the word out there that if there's other families that are housing these victims, they're welcome to come to the food pantry on our campus. And, you know, we've opened up a lot of resources for them, so they can also call our main line or campus safety department. And if there's any other need that we haven't been able to connect with them about, they can call there.
That was Andrews University Director of Service and Missions Tila Reilly talking with WSJM reporter Andrew Green about the efforts in the wake of the Park Manor Apartments fire in Berrien Springs to assist those who lost everything in that fire. And as the Berrien Springs community steps up, not just Andrews University, as Tila Reilly acknowledged there at the end, Neighbor to Neighbor is helping out that organization. These needs are going to be ongoing for a while. These folks lost everything. They did not have renter's insurance.
No.
We're coming up on, it's hard to believe right now, but we're coming up on winter before we know it. And so efforts are ongoing. And it's just heartening to see when a community steps up in various ways to take care of people in the community. So hopefully we'll follow this as it goes along.
Yeah.
And hopefully these residents will get what they need. It sounds like a lot of resources, as Tila Reilly noted there, are opening up for the victims of the Park Manor Apartments fire in Berrien Springs.
Yeah, and like I said, we talked about Monday. I talked with Township Supervisor Mike Hildebrandt over the weekend as well. And I got to say again, you know, they didn't, as you mentioned, they didn't have renter's insurance. They lost everything. But what they did have, because of an ordinance they put into place, is all of the units had working smoke detectors. They were all going off when the fire department arrived. They could hear them. They were all working properly. And that allowed for everybody to get alerted to the fire, and it allowed for everybody to get out safely, so there were no injuries and no casualties as a result. So we can't stress enough the importance of having good working smoke detectors. Change those batteries out. If you didn't do it this fall, do it today. Run down, get yourself a 9-volt battery or whatever it takes. Get those batteries today. Put it in your calendar and make sure that you've got a good working smoke detector.
Yeah,
because holy cow, you never know when something like this can happen.
And listen, we know how busy things get. And so while it's top of mind right now, you had this fire in the news. You know this happens to people. You know that it does occur. And you know that how important those smoke detectors are. So if you haven't looked in a while and you think you're going to put it off, no, check them now. This might give your family the early warning that you need.
You know, something else that comes to mind too, Doug, is something that as a parent, we still have this in place. And I will admit we don't practice it, but we should. But we always had a plan if something happened like that, where we had to get out of our house quickly. Where were we all going to meet? And for us, it was because I have a detached garage in an alley. That was, you know, we were going to meet back there. That was so that if everybody got out of the house and, you know, one of the kids went over here and one went over there or whatever, it's hard to find everybody and all the confusion. So that was where we were going to meet, so that we knew everybody got out safely, so we could alert the fire officials then, if that was the case, to that, hey, we've accounted for everybody, everybody's out of the house, or, oh my, we can't find, you know, my daughter, we don't know where she's at, she might still be in the home. So have a plan like that in place, and just verbally express that to the entire family or everybody that lives in your home as
well. Yeah, very important, because a lot of confusion happens in the wake of these things. You're not sure where people are, you're not sure if people are still inside.
You don't
want to go back inside a burning building, obviously.
No.
And so
leave that to the professionals. Yeah.
Yeah, very good to have that meeting place, because then if you know that somebody doesn't show up there, chances are that they're still in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, or at least we can go look for them as well.
Right.
All right. So again, places where people can donate then, neighbor to neighbor is a good place to donate to in Berrien Springs?
Neighbor to neighbor is, and because Andrews University is so involved in this as well, you can donate to neighbor, you can contact Andrews University, you can Google this as well, because there are supposedly a couple of GoFundMe efforts out there too. Just keep in touch with the local community there in Berrien Springs and figure it out what's the best to do. But a big partner in all of this so far with Andrews University has been neighbor to neighbor. So that's a good avenue for some support if you want to help out.